Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can suggest topics for future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will find a complete podcast archive, as well as our online mastery courses. When you are ready to master new erotic skills in the comfort of your own home at your own pace, check out our online multimedia courses. There's something for everyone, from couples massage to foreplay mastery to our newest course, Kinky Sex Mastery. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. And yes, it makes a fabulous holiday gift. No need to wrap it under the tree. All right, on today's episode, we are going to be talking about cuddling. Cuddling is something we actually get a fair number of questions about, surprisingly. It's seemingly so simple. Everyone likes to cuddle, right? And it's easy, you just cuddle. What's there to talk about? But from our emails, there's actually a lot of roadblocks people hit when it comes to cuddling in their relationship, and people want to know how to make cuddling even better. So we are going to troubleshoot cuddling, give you some cuddling tips, and also offer some advice on how to take cuddling to the next level. Because here's the thing, cuddling is essential in a relationship. It is super healthy physically, and it is great for your intimacy.
Yeah, there are more and more studies showing that touch releases incredible medicine for the body.
In the form of?
Oxytocin and dopamine levels being increased, which can boost the immune system, can relieve pain, reduce stress, lower blood pressure, and help regulate sleep. It is really a multivitamin for your physical health, and it's something that we can offer our lovers, we can access for free, and just feel so damn good. We talk a lot in this podcast about keeping your relationship warm so it's easier to get hot, and cuddling is one of the most powerful strategies for staying connected to your lover so that when it is time to get ready for sex, you're already feeling connected, your bodies already know each other and are relaxed with each other. So it's a great daily or weekly practice if you can work it into your relationship.
Okay, so we know that cuddling is healthy for you, it's good for your relationship. Most people enjoy some kind of cuddling, so why don't we all do it more often? The dictionary definition is to hold close in one's arms as a way of showing love or affection. We believe cuddling is more of a full body affair, that the more skin-to-skin contact you have, the better, and that cuddling can take many forms. Sometimes when we think of cuddling, the first image that comes to mind is the spooning position, but there's lots of other positions to explore. And when we talk to people, when we read their emails, here are a few things that come up. One, there's usually a mismatch in desire for cuddling between the two partners, meaning one partner has a bigger capacity for cuddling than the other, and it kind of becomes this source of discontent in the relationship. Why aren't we cuddling more? Honey, it's been so long since we cuddled. All I want to do is cuddle, and the other partner gets a little bit resentful that they're not meeting their partner's needs. So there's that. There's kind of a mismatch of cuddle capacity. And then the other problem we hear about is discomfort with cuddling. They can't get comfortable physically. One partner is much bigger than the other. They get locked into these positions where one of your limbs falls asleep. They feel stuck. Someone even said that they feel trapped in cuddling. And then there's these little things like temperature and hair and these kind of physical problems that then prevent people from cuddling. So we're going to tackle these one at a time. And I also want to say from the start, we're talking about couples cuddling in this podcast, but if you're single or if you are just affectionate, you can cuddle with your friends as well. Cuddling is something that can be shared with your friends, with close family members. It can be a non-sexual form of touch, and affectionate touch, whether or not it's with your lover, has all of the physical benefits and emotional benefits that we talked about at the beginning. So don't limit this to just your lover, but as we talk about cuddling, we're going to assume we're talking about you cuddling with your sexual partner.
Gosh, but I think for the most part, the people who are going to be cuddling with their friends are most often women. Unfortunately, in this culture, a lot of men don't cuddle. In other cultures around the world, men are super affectionate with each other, and it's not necessarily a sexual thing. But in this context, in this country, I don't think that many men
There's just
straight men are cuddling other men, alas. There's
a great photo shoot that just went viral where groom and his best man did this whole like cuddle photo shoot to show off their bromance, and it was super sweet. So I think it's becoming a little more acceptable for men to cuddle with each other. But yeah, cuddle, cuddle, cuddle.
So we are distinguishing between hugging being when you are vertical and cuddling when you are horizontal as a somewhat arbitrary distinction between hugging and cuddling.
If you're diagonal, come up with your own term. Okay. So I think the first thing is that you have to find your own cuddle style, because the cuddle capacity issue sometimes comes when you're locked into one specific position, often the spooning position, or with one partner lying on the other's chest and the arm wrapped around. And these positions can get boring. Just like sex positions can get boring, cuddling positions can get boring. So we're going to encourage you to mix up your cuddling style and see if by diversifying your cuddling positions and ways that you cuddle, if the lower capacity cuddling partner can get on board for more cuddling. And personally, I know that I don't like a lot of full body contact in my cuddle. I like very deliberate, well-placed contact. I'm not all for like the like smother me with your body kind of cuddling, which Charlotte loves. She's kind of the more skin contact, the better. And in the beginning of our relationship, I was constantly pushing her away and saying no to cuddling. And when we started developing our own cuddle style and finding the positions that I felt more physically comfortable in, I could cuddle for longer, I could offer her more physical touch, and both of our needs were met. So this is what I kind of call, tongue-in-cheek, the cuddle sutra. You have to find lots of positions that will work for you in different moments. And so there's spooning, there's lying with one person's head on the chest, and you need to do both positions, right? So lots of times it's the more masculine partner holding the feminine partner, or the bigger partner holding the smaller partner. Maybe switch that up and see what it feels for the smaller partner to hold the larger partner, or for the woman to hold the man in a more affectionate way. So all of these positions, definitely try in both roles, switch that up. You can cuddle back to back and let your spines embrace and feel the rise and fall of your backs moving and your spines undulating together. Super intimate, great for people who don't love the face-to-face breathiness of a lot of cuddle positions. What are some others?
Well, just to mention, jetpacking is the term for when you were talking about the smaller person being the big spoon, as it were, the person
on the
holding.
Outside.
Yeah, so jetpacking, it's a fun little cuddling term.
I think we should come up with lots of different names for all of these positions. One of my favorites is what I call the prayer position, where one partner reclines, the other partner gets on their knees in between their partner's legs, and then just folds their body onto their torso. So you're kind of doing that prayer position, or what yoga calls child's pose, onto your lover's body, and your head is resting on their belly, and you can feel their breath rising and falling. Super beautiful. You can do sitting up cuddling, you can do all sorts of cuddling.
But I think, as you were saying, it's valuable sometimes to do not the full body, which we often think of as the spooning, but the putting your arms or your head resting them on one another's chest, or one person resting them on...
or belly, or right on the genitals, also beautiful. Right, so it's just like your head or one arm making contact, so you have that physical connection, but it's not that full-on smothering cuddling, which some people like and some people don't. And this feeling of feeling trapped in a cuddle, I think, comes from this demand for full body contact, when the truth is any body contact counts. You can still have that physical affection. And the other thing we haven't talked about is the emotional intimacy of cuddling. So much of the benefit of cuddling comes from slowing down together, making physical contact, whether or not you're naked. You don't have to be naked to cuddle, but slowing down, making contact, and just resting together. And sometimes you can talk, you can have little emotional check-ins. This is not the time to talk about bills or grocery shopping. But, you know, how is your day? How are you feeling? What are you looking forward to in life? Like these kinds of little emotional check-ins, or just be in silence together, listen to a great album together, whatever it is. But this idea of slowing down, being together, Often your breath will synchronize, your heart rate slows down, you're relaxing together. It's so important to do, especially in our busy, hectic time, especially, by the way, around the holidays when things speed up and you have a lot of obligations. Taking like 5 or 10 minutes to cuddle can be such a good dose of what Charlotte was calling that multivitamin, such a good dose of intimacy for both of you. Okay, so finding your cuddle style.
We said this, but I just want to highlight it. If you are somebody who doesn't appreciate breathiness in your ear or hair in your face, just keep trying different positions and don't feel afraid to change positions as you're in a cuddle session, because it's really important to adjust if those things are getting in the way and making you want to cut your cuddle time short. So just keep looking for solutions and shift around and adjust to be comfortable but still be connected.
It's one of our golden rules, is always adjust for comfort. There are no martyrs when it comes to pleasure. Right, so constantly adjust. And this brings us to our next point, which is expressing your cuddle needs. What do you need in that moment from the cuddle? Are you looking to be held and to feel taken care of? Or are you wanting more playful, affectionate touch and just some time with your partner? Do you just need a long hug? Do you need a verbal check-in? Do you need that emotional support? Because in different moments, we're going to need different things. And your partner might be like, oh, I'm just not in the mood for this prolonged cuddle session, but I'm totally up for giving you a long hug. And so if you can get specific about what you need, you're both much more likely to get what you want.
It's really important, as with all physical touch and sex, not to do anything that you don't feel like doing. So if you're not in the mood and you're cuddling just out of obligation, it's not going to be felt as a loving, good experience. So this piece of...
You can't fake it, really.
Yeah, it just doesn't really work. So don't do that to yourself or to your partner. Just be honest of, I really don't feel like that right now. Or is there any position that you know that's like less intense for you or more what you feel up for? Or as Chris was saying, can you offer an alternative? A hug, a kiss, a little massage, a shower together. I don't know, whatever works for you, you know, but be honest and yeah, don't let cuddle resentment happen.
Avoid cuddling resentment. I think this is so important. And as the lower capacity cuddling partner in our relationship, I found that as I was able to say no authentically, when I was excited about cuddling, it felt so much better, and then I wanted more of it. And so my capacity built as it was authentic and not out of obligation. And I think that's a really interesting point, that our capacity is not locked. And when you make it feel good for both of you every time you cuddle and find these solutions of, I can't do a full body embrace, but I can do this position really well, or I can do it on this conditions, as you optimize it, you'll both want it more likely. So keep that in mind too. A lot of the complaints about cuddling we got were about three things: temperature, hair, and dead limbs. So let's troubleshoot that. Temperature was a big one. Everyone was saying, oh, I kind of like cuddling, but I end up getting so hot, I overheat. My partner loves that body heat, but I feel like I'm in an oven. This is true in our relationship. I used to run a lot hotter than Charlotte. And there's a really easy solution for this: a blanket over one of you and not the other. We tend to think about cuddling as it has to either, you both are out of the sheets or you're both under the comforter. And this is what we always see in movies, is like one comforter for the couple. And Charlotte and I have two duvets of different weights because we have two different temperatures. And so you can cuddle and moderate your temperature and kick off the comforter when you get warm, stick one leg out, you know, like moderate your own temperature and let that again be part of that adjusting for comfort. Not rocket science, but a good reminder.
Right. Or you don't have to be naked. Of course, it's lovely if you both can be naked. But if the temperature is an issue, one of you can be wearing clothes, pajamas, whatever you wear, and the other person can be naked. You know, just be practical about it. It's like better to have, as we were saying, it's better to have touch of any variety than both be naked and one just overheating because. And, you know. So
yes,
work it out.
Manage it. And it's like you find that point of conflict and then you come up with solutions instead of playing into the script. And I think this is, again, so much of what good sex is about, is instead of going with the script of how you think things should be, you come up with solutions and make it your own and what's authentic for you.
Or even, it's just where there are issues. It's not even necessarily that there's conflict, but you've gotten used to it not being okay. You haven't quite thought about it to figure out what the issue is. Mm. And then once you do that, then you can look for the solution. So yeah, we are into constantly optimizing and making your touch and your sex and your just your relationship better habit by habit, moment by moment. And this is what adds up to an extraordinary relationship. So
as it is in cuddling, so it is in life. Surprisingly, hair was something that came up a lot. One of my friends on Facebook said, I love cuddling, but I've got big curly hair and my partner's always choking on it. And it's like, okay, put a bandana on or one of those head wraps. Like, manage your hair.
Or go for those 80s hairstyles where the ponytail is on the top of the head, so it's out of the face. You know, you can undo it as soon as you're done cuddling. But
again, yes, manage your hair.
Or go behind always.
Or do one of these other positions where your heads are not at the exact same level, right? She can sink down and be on the chest. She can put the hair on the belly, because I don't think the belly minds big curly hair as much as the face does. Put the head on the genitals. Do all sorts of these different positions where this isn't an issue. So don't write off cuddling completely. Manage the hair. Cover it up or shift your bodies around so it's not as much of an issue. And if you love spooning and you love being the little spoon, again, I say just put something in between the two heads so you can breathe better.
Okay. Sounds good.
The big one that comes up is that dead limb syndrome where you're cuddling and one arm is underneath your partner and the partner maybe falls asleep and dozes off and all of a sudden you have pins and needles because you're kind of stuck in this cuddling position. Again, so many positions that don't require your partner's body weight to be under one of your arms. I think this is a terrible thing to subject yourself to, and with so many positions available to you, why even bother getting stuck in that position? But again, if you do, adjust for comfort and your partner will cope. Like, I think sometimes we get like locked in these positions and we think if we pull our limb out, our partner's gonna wake up and start yelling at us. Maybe they'll wake up a little bit, you give them a kiss, you roll over, problem solved.
Right, or having your arm up higher, or if you move further down the bed so your arm can go straight the way out so it doesn't have to go under the body, if it can be folded, if it's under your arm, if it can be under your head. There's just try and move your arm around and figure out where you can position it so that it's not underneath your lover's body.
One friend wrote to me that it actually ended their relationship because the partner insisted on this one specific position that she found really uncomfortable, and she had these ways of sleeping that were comfortable for her body and her specific health issues, and the partner was so insistent that they cuddle in this one specific position and that if they didn't, it meant they weren't intimate, that she actually ended up breaking up with him. And I think that's like that stubbornness that can sometimes be locked into this idea of like, this is what intimacy looks like, this is what cuddling should be. Again, if we have flexibility, if we look to problem solve, if we look to manage these issues rather than get stuck in them and develop resent, so much better for our relationships. So in conclusion, what we're saying with all of this is adjust for comfort, try lots of positions, don't get locked into habits, and the world of cuddling will open up to you like an oyster.
Or an orchid.
Twill blossom. Okay. So those are cuddle troubleshooting tips. Now we are going to move on. Oh, I had one friend write to me that she doesn't like to cuddle at all. Her form of cuddling is sniffing. She doesn't like a lot of physical touch. She's not into it. What she likes to do is go in for quick sniffs of her partner's armpits and neck. And that's how she shows affection. That's how she feels close to her partner. Extreme example, but I loved hearing that from her. Because she's finding her own style and it's what works for her, and she's communicated that to her partner, and her partner gets that it's not about him and like this is what she's all about. So she sniffs away shamelessly and fearlessly.
On the whole, cultures where that's a really essential component of affection and sexuality.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Us humans, we're interesting creatures.
Okay. How do we make cuddling even more intimate? My first and favorite recommendation is you synchronize the breath. You pay attention to your breathing, you slow way down, and you both pay attention to first your own breath and get in tune with that. And then pay attention to your lover's breath and let your inhales and exhales synchronize. Super lovely, super easy, and really profound in terms of connecting your energies. And I'm not going to get too woo-woo, but it feels really good, and it primarily forces you to pay attention to one another's bodies, and that in and of itself is really intimate. So try that first. Breathe together in synchrony.
Breathing together is such an essential part of so many spiritual traditions. It's a beautiful practice. It also really practically gets the body into a beautiful deep state of relaxation. So you're getting more...
those yummy hormones.
Yeah, you're getting more goods from the touch. So that is definitely a great place to start. Another really lovely element you can add to your cuddling is to bring in some stroking, gliding touch to whatever parts of the body that you can touch, whether that's the hair, the back, the arms, or you can do a point and press on certain muscles of the body where it will create relaxation and pleasure.
Shoulders and butt are two great candidates.
And you can explore and move around and communicate about what feels good and where along the muscles feel good.
Would you say, I think it's really natural for us as people who love massage. I think our cuddling and massage blend together really seamlessly. I think we don't even like know where one begins and the other ends. And I think if you're interested in lots more touch, get the Couples Massage Mastery course that we offer at pleasuremechanics.com. Learn massage, and it becomes this language you use to touch one another whenever you have the opportunity. And so when you're cuddling, your hands naturally find those sore points on the shoulders. And as you said, just a point press hold, and you take a deep breath together and then sigh with relief, or you start gliding over the butt with the skill and confidence that you've learned through massage. And this blend of cuddling and massage, I think, is like doubling down your dopamine and oxytocin rushes. And it's a beautiful combination, which then, if you are in the mood, that's the first beautiful step of foreplay, and then you're touching one another, and then that intensifies, and you can build arousal, and your body is then primed for great sex. So it can be an amazing experience on its own, it can be a form of foreplay, but yeah, I think this cuddle massage, cuddle-sage, the new course, I'm just kidding, but cuddling and massage can be a beautiful combination. Good bedfellows, as it were.
You've been watching too much British TV.
I know, I love it. Okay, so then letting yourself get more vulnerable during cuddling. This is something I totally learned from Charlotte. My belly was a place where I never wanted anyone to ever touch me. I used to have a big fat belly. It's a lot smaller now, but I actually kind of miss it. Miss our belly rubs. Anyway. I never wanted anyone to touch my belly. It was a place of a lot of trauma, and it was just like a no-touch zone. Like, it might as well have had, like, yellow and black tape around it, like, no trespassing. But slowly, as I began to trust Charlotte, she started bringing such loving touch to this area. And during our cuddling, these parts of our body that are not used to loving touch, that are not used to being held with love, can slowly be integrated, and they become part of your body again. You get that holistic sense of yourself back through cuddling. And so think about, what are the parts of your body that you don't like to be touched as much, that cause you a little stress and tension, that might have some trauma associated with them, that maybe you just feel embarrassed or ashamed about? Maybe it's your thighs or your upper arms or wherever it is. And then let your partner touch you there while you are in the safety and comfort and pleasure of cuddling. And it doesn't have to be complicated, just a warm hand resting on that area. And breathe and stay present, and you will melt away the tension and the trauma that is causing these areas of your body to numb out. It is powerful, and it's a beautiful thing to reclaim your entire body as a source of pleasure and love and comfort.
Healing through cuddling.
And Charlotte and I used to do, can I share belly rubs?
Sure.
We used to do this form of vertical cuddling, as you said, where we both pull up our shirts and sway back and forth and let our bellies rub against each other. And I had this big round belly, and so there's like all this beautiful surface area. And I've lost 85 pounds in the past couple years, and now I have a smaller belly, and we can't really get the right angle to do these belly rubs, and we both really miss them.
Yeah, they were really delicious because I love any kind of body contact, so it was a lot of body and a lot of contact, and I really loved it.
My surface area has diminished. But again, adjusting. So we have to find new ways of cuddling, new ways of allowing our bodies to come in contact because our bodies have changed. And when we're talking about long-term relationships, your bodies are going to change over the decades that you're spending together. And so always letting it be an exploration of how do our bodies fit best together in this moment for our physical and emotional needs. And when you come at it with that spirit of curiosity, then it's always something new. And I am adjusting to my new body. I'm trying to figure out how to be in my new body. I'm wearing skinny jeans, for Christ's sake, for the first time in my life. And with my skinny jeans comes skinny cuddling. And it's a different experience occupying a body that is significantly smaller, significantly colder, significantly different than it was for the first 8 years of our relationship. So there you have it. Okay, that was a
keep adjusting. Keep adjusting. Keep adjusting.
Always adjust for comfort. Another tip for amping up the intimacy is making eye contact while cuddling. And this isn't just passing glances. It means getting in a position where you can start breathing together, look in each other's eyes, and continue to hold eye contact for a long time, longer than it's initially comfortable. This is, again, one of those practices that shows up in all different cultures and all different traditions. They're called the window to the soul for a reason. When you look in each other's eyes, something shifts in your heart, and you start feeling kind of the core truth of your relationship in that moment. It can be really emotional. We're eye gazing right now. With a big fat microphone between us. It's important being able to hold eye contact, especially if you're feeling distant from one another, you haven't spent a lot of time together. Looking into one another's eyes, breathing together as you're holding each other is a really profound and efficient way to restore and build intimacy.
That's a great point. It's a really quick, I'm going to say that again, it's a really quick and efficient way of connecting. A lot of us really are busy and we don't have that many moments to connect with our lover, and adding in eye contact while you're physically touching is such a beautiful practice.
And what do you recommend, Charlotte, if you're starting to make eye contact and you can't hold one another's eye contact?
Well, if you feel comfortable, take a few deep breaths and see if you can extend how long you feel like you can stay connected. And if you can't, then adjust and put your head on their chest, or perhaps try and stay physically connected. But
do you think it's worth a conversation? Like, are you thinking about anything? Is there anything you have on your mind? Like, do you think it's a sign? I guess what I'm asking is it a sign of something's going on if two partners can't maintain eye contact without looking away?
It depends on how long. And I think different people have different... I don't think it's a sign. I think all of us in this culture are not that good at this. I think most people can't hold eye contact for a long period of time. So I think that we can all try to extend the amount of time we can stay connected.
Well, let's be specific. I don't think eye contact for like an hour is what we're shooting for. Like, 5 breaths together can be enough. And then maybe you extend it to 6. And it doesn't have to be like creepy, like I'm not blinking.
Right.
You know, it's just being able to hold the gaze and project love. That's a lot of how I think about it, is how do I translate and project my love? How do I beam my love through my eyes to my partner so I'm really communicating something with that gaze? And if that can't be authentic and I don't have that love to source, I think that's a moment to check in of like, why can't I gaze upon my lover with love and appreciation and gratitude in this moment? Am I distracted by something? Is there resentment that's built up? Am I afraid of something? Am I holding something back? I think sometimes it's a good measure of what's going on emotionally.
Absolutely.
I answered my own question.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like you had a particular answer in mind. Well, because there's always that, how does it feel to give love? And then how does it feel to receive the love through being looked at? And different people will have different points of resistance in either direction. Mm-hmm. So it's always a good, yeah, it's always a good tool to see how you're feeling. Mm.
And finally, this is a game I love to play with Charlotte. Sometimes we play it while we are driving, and sometimes we play it while we are cuddling or doing another activity together, but I call it Remember When. And I love to just recall positive memories from our relationship at random, everything from remember that really weird truck stop in Idaho that had that incredible like 8-foot sculpture and blah, 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 to remember our wedding day and how did it feel to walk through that park together when we were finally married for the first time, or remember when our daughter was born. So everything from the biggest moments in our relationship to these random, really small, funny memories. Like remember when we were driving so long that we hallucinated there was a cow in the road after our 14 hours of driving. And there's science behind this. By recalling positive memories, your brain actually triggers happy hormones and you reinforce those memories. You're calling upon those neural networks and you're reinforcing it, which will make you remember those memories longer, and it reminds you of the incredible moments you've had together, from the goofy to the profound.
Yeah, there's more and more evidence that it's an incredibly important tool to maintaining a good long-term relationship. It's really easy to do. It's pleasurable to do. And whenever you are feeling bored or there's a lull in conversation, or as Chris was saying, you want to deepen your cuddling experience, try it out. Remember when. And just play with it. It's fun to remember the awesome things you've done together.
Yeah, and you can go topic by topic. Like, what are the 5 best Mexican meals we've had together? Or our 5 best destinations on road trips? Or
5 best sex moments so far?
Yep.
Any of those.
And start at the earliest part of your relationship and try to remember the course of it, or remember the first time we saw one another. All of these are up for grabs. And if you are in a chatty mood as you're cuddling, this is a great game to play. So you talk about meaningful memories and parts of each other that you are grateful for rather than some mundane thing. And this is another game you can play, is what are the 3 things you're most grateful for about each other? What are the things you most admire most about? What do you love most about each other? Compliment each other, be appreciative of each other, and your cuddling experience will be deepened.
Absolutely.
All right. You ready for a cuddle, babe? Let's wrap this up.
So we can get cuddling. I love it.
All right. So we hope these cuddling tips have been useful to you. If you come over to pleasuremechanics.com/cuddling, you'll find this podcast episode page. And there's an article there about cuddling, and there's more information about cuddling positions and more of our games for cuddling. And join us there. Come over to pleasuremechanics.com. You'll find all of our podcast episodes and our online mastery courses, including couples massage, which is an amazing way to enhance your cuddling, as we talked about, is add professional quality massage at home anytime you choose, by learning how to massage one another with our Couples Massage Mastery online course. All of our courses are available at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off, and consider gifting your lover a mastery course so 2016 can be your sexiest year yet. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
And cuddles. Cheers.